got a little treatment, came back, and was able to continue to play, and actually did very well. Listen, every win is a good win. This one was awful close, but the guys battled. I mean, what hearts, man. It came out, there was like two different games. That first half was, everything was pretty smooth and working. They got a couple big plays, and I went for the field goal there at the 35. We'd been bombing those son of a guns before the game, and he was just off. He was off by just short of hair. We came back and had a big one right at the end, which was important. Excuse me. Appreciate the fans down the stretch there. That false start is a tribute to them and how loud it was down there. George Brett looked like he still could swing. Doggone, man. So I'm out there with a drumstick, and it was great to see him out there. I know he's a big football fan. It was great to see him out there. So, I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of good things. There's a ton of things we can get better at, and we're just going to keep doing that. We're going to keep working and get some rest and get ourselves back here. We got another week before the bye and a trip against up to Buffalo against a good Bills team. So the guys will get themselves back in and start back to work here after they rest up. Time's yours.
Andy, why did the offense get stagnant there after this first quarter?
Yeah, you know what? I probably got stale on. I didn't dial them up as well as I was that first half, you know. We've got to do a better job there. That's 2 weeks in a row that we've come out and a little bit slow in the second half. We've got to start better than that and make sure I put the guys in position to do that.
So what are some of the kinds of things you need to get better at?
Well, I can't tell you that because it's all public, you know. I got to go back to the grinder and make sure that we're doing the right things, there.
And the fact that you guys basically completed on time of possession was pretty large. Fact that this is more of another
grinded
out victory. Is that something you at least are pleased with from that standpoint?
Well, I am. You mentioned that, and probably being at home 3 weeks in a row helps, you know, so where you get a little extra rest. Those grinded out ones, they're tough. I mean, you know, that's a tough deal. So I'm glad we were doing that at home with our fans and, you know, where the guys could get a couple extra hours to rest up. So, but. That's all part of this. So many games in the National Football League are won by 7 points or less. You know, you work hard during training camp, so you're mentally strong to be able to handle things like this. And that's what we did, and we'll continue to work hard. And I'm sure there'll be other games just like this where you got to grind them out.
We're used to you getting so many sacks, and the first one didn't come for the Chiefs till the fourth quarter, yet they were able to get to Alex 6 times. The turn of events we haven't seen before this year.
Well, you're right. Yeah. I probably need to move them a little bit more move the pocket a little bit more. That's too many sacks, obviously. He was getting the ball out quick and, on their side. And I thought he did a nice job. So we've got it's a combination of things. Sacks, from a defensive standpoint, you got to get up and you got to pressure them with the pressure of the receivers, and then you've got to be able to rush the passer. So. They did a nice job countering us on that. Tribute to their game plan. North Turner's phenomenal coach. So he had a nice game plan there.
You said that you knew a lot about Jason, of course, from years past. Obviously, he's getting quite a bit of time to be able to do something, talking about what he basically did as far as.
Yeah, Jason. Jason's a good quarterback now. There's a reason why he was picked in the first round and why he led Auburn to, I believe it was an undefeated season. And, things didn't work out for him at a couple of plays, but he's a heck of a player. And I got a ton of respect for him. I mentioned that before we played him, and I still feel that way. He's had, like, different coordinators every year of his career. It's one of those stories that, you guys have studied that. The quarterbacks, when they get in a stable situation, young guys, normally it kind of works out for them. Those high drivers, they get into those things where, you get a bunch of different people coming in. It can hurt you, follow you during your career. But that doesn't dismiss how much respect I have for him. He's a good player.
A couple